Just you kind of throw the first half when you're playing against a computer on easy
I know.
Level.
I try to win 100-0 every time.
You one of those people?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't work normally, but I used to be pretty good. Okay, so Barrett, what's the deal on this Grammy gig of a lifetime?
Right.
Obviously, things are going well for you right now.
I've been selected as a finalist in what's called the Surface Grammy Gig of a Lifetime contest. The Grammy Gig of a Lifetime contest.
I voted today, by the way. If you vote, you're in line to win a Surface.
That's right.
Which I could use.
Well, what it is one of my this feels odd to say, but one of my fans, a person who likes my music, nominated or sent in a YouTube clip of one of my videos of my video for a song, Drop Dead Redhead, and
I love that song.
And they selected it to participate out of, you know, thousands, hundreds of other artists nationwide, and so now I'm a finalist. I'm in the top 40, and I've been trending in second place for a few days now. So I've actually got a real chance to win, and it's really easy to vote. And so now I kind of just need the people to get behind me, and we got 7 more days to do this thing.
Can I also say something about this process? So there's 40 finalists,
right?
Correct. Okay. Now, usually when somebody like hits me up, not necessarily hits me up, but is like, hey, come check that and vote on this, and you like go and you see, I went through and I didn't watch all of them. I watched maybe between a dozen and two dozen, and yours is by far and away the best.
Oh,
like,
wow.
No, seriously, like, it's not just, hey, come vote for our like friend or something, do a favor. You're doing yourself a favor if you vote for it, because some of it, it's just good, man.
Well, thanks,
it's
dude.
Just
that's
good.
Cool.
Sorry,
that's
got a
cool
little... Got a little Green Bay in here for a minute here. But.
Thought I had a crush on him. Goodness gracious.
It is, man. I challenge you. Go on there and listen to the other clips, and then you'll be proud
there's
to vote.
There's some really talented artists, for sure. But, you know, I feel like from a song standpoint, it stands up to the rest of them. And now, and you know, honestly, it's about now just who can mobilize the most people to vote every day.
Yes.
And, you know, unfortunately, I guess, really, because there's a lot of talented people that probably won't win, including myself. You know, that's definitely an option. We're in it to win it. But that's why, you know, I'm on the radio now where I, you know, post every day about it, because who can make the most people go vote every day? And it's hard to do.
Yes, so. Because it starts out as a talent contest, and then it becomes a prom king deal.
That's
and who's,
right.
Who's the most popular? That's really what it comes down
who's
to.
Who's the most popular? Who has the people that are the most dedicated and behind them? And I believe in the state of Arkansas, you know, as a place that when they get behind somebody, especially that they feel like, hey, you know, we've seen it in the past with guys like Chris Allen, you know, it's like, hey, let's get it for us. It's not about him, it's about us. And that's kind of what this is for me too. It's like, I want to win it for us.
We don't have as many people as many other states, but the good thing about Arkansas is it's much easier than in many other places to get a singular focus and get people rallied behind. So whether it's Jermaine Taylor, John Daly, if it's something outside of sports, if it's a tornado, you know, situation,
right.
Nobody rallies the troops like the Buffalo Bills and the state of Arkansas. It is amazing how good this state is at getting behind its own, and that's what I love about Arkansas. It is January 2. Happy New Year, everybody. 10:31, more with Barrett Baber, Matt Stell, Matty T, and myself coming up. If you want to
and a live performance from Barrett, right?
Sure.
Fine.
Yes.
You got it.
Added bonus. We are also going to continue our year in review. We only have to get through like 5 months, so we're going to hustle
yeah,
on
see
that,
this,
too.
I see this happening.
No question. You doubt me?
I did 6 months ago.
Doubt me.
No, I don't doubt.
I want you to doubt me.
I'm a believer.
Belabor.
By the way, have you heard, this is Matt's last week, Barrett.
What?
Yep, Matt's, he's going to start pretty, well, last week here, he's going to start
Denver.
Producing the show from Denver.
Sweet.
So, yeah, it'll be good. Our open song is going to be changed to Rocky Mountain High. It's going to be excellent.
I was about to say.
I'm excited about it. I was thinking about, you know, like Vegas is the place where you can legally gamble and do other stuff. I'm assuming that people will now start taking vacations.
Absolutely,
to Denver.
And it's half the distance.
What'd you do this
a
week?
Lot of people chilling.
I just
weekend.
Sat around and smoked weed all weekend because it was legal and awesome. I'm not a weed guy. Yeah, that's not my deal. But for those who are, I would think that would be so cool to be able
it's
to
never
sit
too
around
late to start.
Call
and it's
your,
legal.
Call your stockbroker and get the Funyuns stock. Get it going because it's about to be through the roof.
That's a great point.
Funyuns.
But you know how it
little
is, like,
Debbie's.
The first time you go to Vegas, though, and you're sitting there in a sports book, and you're like, wow, I bet $12 on this game, and it was totally legal and okay, and that's awesome. I don't have a bookie or anything weird going on here. It's totally cool. That was great. It's like the first time you're 21, you have your first legal cocktail. Same deal, I would think, with this. I'm not.
It's like you can sit in your hotel room, and you don't have to roll towels up and put them next to the door and, you know, worry about anything.
Well, no. That's
turn the
actually,
shower on.
That's a $200 fine, but not because of the weed, just because you're not supposed to smoke in the room.
I can handle that.
You can sit down on the patio, bro. It's beautiful outside. You're in Colorado, for goodness sakes. 10:37. It's 10:37.
Wow.
Coming up on the right hand side. I slowed down, said, "What's your name?" She jumped in, said, "Do you got what it takes?" She was a child.
What is the, welcome back, Justin Aker, Matt Stelt. The song you hear now, Barrett Babers, Drop Dead Redhead, Matty T. Who is drop dead in his own way. Drop Dead Goatee, which will be the follow-up to this song.
Dirty.
Hey,
Dirty. I like it.
Sounds like, sounds like one of those euphemisms. Anyway, what is the piano item in the background there that's sort of got the wavery thing to it?
We cut that at a studio in Fayetteville. I think it was on a real organ.
You hear. I don't hear enough organ.
I think it's a B3.
It's a Hammond B3 with a Whirly Cab.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, Hammond B3 with a Whirly Cab, you know.
Duh.
You hear that a lot in Southern Rock, and I think more people should use that. It's excellent instrumentalization.
I was really blessed, #blessed, to have Aaron Schauer from Boom Kinetic, the keyboard player from Boom Kinetic, playing on a producer record and then do all the keys on it, and he's just...
Those
He's
guys are
idiot.
About
idiot
as unique yeah. regional a regional act as you're going to see. I saw that. Was it, we were Georges? Where were we?
Yeah.
The Barrett played, and then Boom Kinetic played after the A&M game. It was a spectacular night. That was fun. And their new room back there, which that was the first time I've been in there, was really cool.
They've done that up big, and Brian Crown does a good job running that place, getting good acts in there for sure.
Barrett is up for Grammy Gig of a Lifetime. How do people vote?
Man, it's really easy. Probably the easiest way is if you'll like my Facebook fan page. You can search my name on Facebook, and there's links there. You click the CBS Grammy Gig of a Lifetime link, and it takes you to the landing page, and then there's all the videos, and you just find mine, and it says Barrett Baber really clearly, and right underneath it is a tab that says vote. And so you click on that tab, and that counts as a vote. And there's something else you can do that's really cool. You can vote up to 50 times a day, you know, so you could vote for all the artists if you want to do that. But if you want to be an awesome supporter, you just click vote, and underneath it there's another tab that says vote maximum votes, daily votes. And you click that, and that's like voting 50 times in two clicks.
See, that's easier. I'm going
to
do that.
Yeah, that's the way to go. If you're signed in through your Facebook – and you just visit that site and click max votes. That's 50 votes, and you can do that once a day for the next 8 days, and then they'll announce the winner.
All I ask as I try to promote you is you do one thing for me if you win.
What's that?
I want you to give me the Jermaine Taylor from the Grammy stage when you get up there.
The
Arkansas baby.
I thought you wanted me like.
No, you can do the bull thing. That's fine too.
I was gonna throw the A.
This is gonna be a big year.
Throw the A.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm trying to get my boo.
I think
Jim
that's already
Bielema
died
to
out.
Holla at your boy.
That died an early death. That never made it. That never grew to adulthood. That never made it out of the nursery.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
it's unfortunate. Naughty. It's unfortunate. All the good that was done by the throwing the A was undone by the #karma. Oh, but you know what? This is the year of Jim Bielema and Brett Bielema. I think they're gonna have a great year this year.
For sure.
And we'll get another little Bielema in the mix this year. That'd be fun.
I'm excited.
We need a first child. We need a first child of Arkansas football. I don't think there's – surely that's happened, but I don't – I mean, not since I've been around.
A child.
A child born.
A child is born.
To a football coach, to a head coach at Arkansas.
In a manger, in a water cooler somewhere.
That's fun.
Yeah, not that I can remember.
And this kid's not only not going to have to sleep in a manger, he's going to sleep in a sweet pad in Fayetteville.
East Fayetteville, probably. Yeah. I don't know where they live.
Sounds is that ball. Where the ritzy people
that's where,
live?
That's where you ball.
I'm definitely moving ball. To deep west Fayetteville then if I ever go up there. Roy.
I stay in the west.
Hey, Justin.
How are you?
Happy New Year, guys.
Same to you, buddy.
Hey, just kind of wondering if y'all had seen they come out with the top 25 high-paid NCAA football coaches. And our coach is now number two since Mac Brown retired at $5.1 million a year.
That's counting his. There was a thing about that a while back, because he's only making three and change from Arkansas. But there was something about with the buyout. They roll that in. That was USA Today. But yeah, with Mac out, I mean, the bottom line is, though, somebody's going to come in and be the head coach of Texas and get paid more than that. So,
yeah, that whoever the coach of Texas will be, probably the highest paid coach in the country.
Yeah.
But
well, he's definitely paid more.
I hope you're right about having a good year this year coming up.
I think Wally said it nicely in his column this weekend. Yesterday, I guess it was. I'm so confused with the days. He said Arkansas will be improved in 2014, but it may not, you know, result in a whole lot more wins.
Well, right now I know we were ranked like 35th in recruiting. Do you got an update on that? I'll hang up with you.
On what? I'm sorry. Didn't catch that. Sorry. I don't have an update on anything. Did anybody catch that? Everyone's not paying attention now.
We're 35th.
Billy the Kid and enjoying still being off work. Justin, seeing all the unbelievable talent you brought to the Buzz, how did you drop the ball with the goofball that's your co-host right now? Oh! Billy the Kid, what are you talking about?
You don't have to read those.
I'm talking about Matt.
Sorry, I just went... I just went rainwater there. Scott and Sheridan, it's the Village People porn stash that makes people wonder about Aaron Rodgers, and bull riding is the most masculine sport. You know what? I can't argue that. Can't argue either one of those great points.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Scott and Sheridan says... Congrats to my son, Zach, for finishing third out of 50 in the NCBR New Year's Eve Bull Bash in Conway Tuesday night. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a heck of a way to make a living.
Wally in Bentonville. Justin, can you tell Barrett the H is O and also be sure to tell people how to vote? I max vote, tweet vote, I make my kids vote. What's the H is O? I don't know what that means, but anyway.
Wally.
H to the Izzo.
H to the Izzo.
B rolling
to
in the- your...
For yeah. Shizzle.
Yeah, you can vote that way, and then I think he's talking about you can vote on Twitter as well if you're on the Twitter.
Today.
All you have to do each tweet that you just hashtag Barrett Baber hashtag Surface Grammy Gig counts as one vote. So,
and you are still teaching? Do you guys not?
I am.
You don't go back to class till Monday, I guess.
Well, I got to work tomorrow, but it's a little in service day. But in-service. Yeah, I go back. Oh.
Did you ever think that in service would be a bad thing? See, it's crazy when you're a kid. In service meant no school.
Yeah,
now that you're a teacher.
Well, yeah, we go back on Monday, so I gotta kind of get my feet on the ground and start thinking about what I'm gonna say to these children.
I like
that's another plan too. You know, we'll have 5 days left in this contest to get. You know, there's 1,600 students at Fayetteville High School. We gotta take it up a notch here.
How much school would you miss if you won?
Oh, I don't. It's in January, and I think the gig is on a Thursday or Friday, so maybe like a day.
So, do you perform at the Grammys, or what do you do?
I'm actually in a contest to perform during Grammy Week at a Grammy party at Nokia Theater.
Good enough.
Which is a big venue there, and so I'm, you know.
No, that's right there, like by Staples and everything,
mm-hmm.
right down in L.A. downtown.
Yeah, so we'd be balling. So I've already tweeted Justin Timberlake's like, "Hey, I'm gonna need somebody to show me around town, bro." Holla at your boy.
Did he hit you back?
No.
Come on, JT.
Not yet.
It probably went to your spam folder. Check your spam folder.
You know what? He's a regional guy. He should support you. And yeah, he'll give you a free round over at Miramichi's golf course.
I grew up over there right across the river from him, man. I know we got the same kind of soul.
No doubt. Marion, Memphis.
Marion, Arkansas.
Both start with M.
Yeah.
Very similar.
The city with the smiles win. But yeah, the Marion. I think our town slogan is, you got to love it.
You guys should go City with a Smirk, just down the road from the City with a Smile.
The City with a Smirk.
It's Model Year Clothes out at Landers Chevrolet, the all-new Landers Chevrolet, celebrating 2014 already and trying to get the 2013s off the lot. And let me tell you something, one of my favorite people in the world, Tim Hall. Appreciate him very much, and if you want to help me out and help him out, and you can help yourself out at the same time.